Here are the top 5 reasons why new real estate agents fail when they first try to get into real estate. And I've seen it time and time again. People in the industry, they just don't end up working out for these reasons I'm about to mention you right now. I'm Jason Lee. I've sold over $300 million worth of real estate in the last 5 years. I have a brokerage here in Southern California with about 16 agents, and we specialize in multifamily transactions here in Southern California. So let's get right to it, and make sure you stay till the end, because reason number 5 is the biggest reason why I've seen a lot of new agents come and go like a revolving door in this career. So reason number 1, people waste time on bad leads. When a new agent starts, they don't know how to understand what a good lead is versus a bad lead is. And this is the biggest mistake that I see when new agents start at my company. Because when you first started a company and you first get into real estate, you think that every single person that tells you that they're maybe considering selling or maybe considering buying is a really good lead. But this just isn't true. Like, for example, when a lead tells you on the phone that they'll consider selling, but they won't give you any information about the property and it's being closed off to you, that means you should stop wasting time on that prospect right away, because it means that person's not looking to sell. Like, put yourself in their shoes. If you were looking to sell a property, do you think you would tell someone information about it, like the rents, the financials, and the important information, like what repairs they've done? Of course you would, because you're looking to sell the property, and the more information that a new agent has that calls you, the higher price you'd get. More information, more knowledge means the higher price you could get. And if you're a new agent, you might be thinking, if someone tells you they're looking to buy, this means that they're a great buyer. And let me tell you, the number one red flag to look out for to smoke out a good buyer versus a bad buyer is, does that buyer actually have criteria on what they're looking for? Like, if a buyer tells you, this is the number one red flag, if they say, I'm looking for a good deal anywhere in the area, anywhere in the country, like, if I can buy something that's a steal of a deal, those are lines where you shouldn't waste time on them. Now, keep in mind, you should still get their email, follow up with them every 3 months, but you should never be spending like a whole day trying to analyze this property or trying to find properties for a buyer. When you first start in the industry, time is your biggest enemy, right? Because the longer you go without making a paycheck, the harder it is to stay in the business. Because us agents, we don't make any money unless we make commissions, right? And if you're wasting time, a full 24 hours or even 48 hours on bad leads every single week, you're losing a lot of time that you could be spending on good leads. So point number 1, do not waste time on shitty leads. Point number 2, I see that so many new agents are very, very unorganized. They don't have a good CRM, they don't understand how to use a CRM, and their leads end up drifting away because they don't end up following up with them. And if you can't keep your book of business organized, your emails, your phone numbers, if you can't get them organized, you're not gonna succeed. The best way I keep my list organized is I keep my buyers in an Excel sheet with their name, phone number, email, and the description, and I put them into an automated email software like Constant Contact or MailChimp, and I connect with my buyers easily every single month this way if I have a new deal coming up. Also, you should have something like a Salesforce or like a Property Radar, Prospect Now. These are 3 CRMs that are great that I've used that you should consider using if you want to be in real estate. Because if you don't have a CRM like Salesforce or like a Prospect Now, you're not going to do well in the business, because this business is all about keeping track of your leads and staying organized. If you can't keep track of your leads and you can't stay organized and you can't see what pipeline each buyer's in or each seller's in or what your last conversation was, you can't keep this all in your head and you can't keep it all on your phone. You just can't. It's impossible. Reason number 3 why so many people end up failing this business is because they simply don't follow up enough. In my career, it has taken me an average of like 8 to 10 conversations, like 8 to 10 follow-ups, whether it's via email, text, phone call, voicemail, whatever it was. It took me, from the first time they told me that they're considering selling, it takes me an average of 8 times to get that person to actually list their property with me or to sell it in general, off market, whatever it is. It's a process. And you have to understand that most agents only follow up once or twice before they end up giving up on the deal. I'll say that again. Most agents only follow up once or twice before they give up on the deal. And if you can beat that statistic and follow up even 3 or 4 times, you're now in the top 1% of realtors. That's how you can get ahead. If you can just send that extra text, send that extra email, send that extra call, or meet them on Zoom again, whatever it is, get them another coffee. If you can keep building that relationship over and over through follow-up, you will succeed. And now keep in mind, you can't just follow up and say, hey, are you considering selling now? Or hey, are you ready to sell now? You never want to follow up like that. You always want to follow up with value, right? So if you're talking to a seller that might sell their 4-unit property in San Diego, you can't just keep saying, hey, are you ready to sell? You have to understand why they're waiting to sell, right? You always need to get deeper on why they're looking to potentially sell their property. Let's say, I'll give you a perfect example. This week, I just listed a property here in San Diego for $2.7 million. And I met the owner 3 times before they were ready to sell it. And I sent them like 20 text messages back and forth to answer questions. And we went back and forth on email for multiple days on end. And I was competing with 4 other agents on this deal, 3 of the biggest companies I was competing with, and I got the listing. And the reason why I got this listing is because I listened to their needs and I catered to their needs. And every single follow-up was based on that. Like, for example, they're looking to sell this property and buy a primary home closer to where their daughter goes to school. She goes to private school. So in my follow-up, I said, hey, I'm really looking forward to, you know, getting you closer to your daughter's school. Are you potentially ready to meet next week to go over, you know, sales comparables and financials for your property and evaluation? Another follow-up I said was, look, I really want to work for you. I understand that you're sick of being a landlord, because they said they're sick of being a landlord, right? So I'm always bringing up their problem on why they're looking to sell. When you sell a property, you're selling a problem, right? And you're there as an agent to fix that problem. So bring that problem up and offer a solution in your follow-up, right? I want to fix your problem of being a landlord. I want to get you the highest price possible. And I want you to get you over to Point Loma, where you want to live closer to your daughter's school. So it's very effective and it triggers that person to move faster, because you're building urgency in a way, right? Because if you're bringing up their problems and bringing it to their face, they know that, man, like, we need to fix this issue. It's causing a big burden in our life. I want to get this fixed. And as an agent, you're there to, like I said, solve that problem. Huge mistake number 4 on why new agents fail is because they don't do enough marketing. I can't stress this enough. I wouldn't be here today. I would not have sold over 175 deals in less than 6 years if I did not do a lot of marketing. And the day you stop marketing is the day your business dies, I'm telling you. Can you name one big business out there, like an Apple, Google, Amazon, where they don't do any marketing? These companies have a huge multi-billion dollar marketing budget a year. And look, you have to treat yourself like a business. When you start as an agent, you're not a salesperson. You are now a business owner. And when you are a business owner, you are your own accountant, you're your own marketing person, you're your own salesperson. You wear all the hats when you first start. And your number one hat is sales and marketing when you first start, because if you can't get business in through the door, well, then you're a failing business, right? So you're either marketing or you're dying in real estate. And I'm telling you right now, the best way to market yourself as an agent, especially in commercial real estate, is to just simply get on the phones and talk to people. That is marketing, I'm telling you. You calling people and saying, hey, are you considering selling? Are you considering buying? That is free marketing. That costs nothing at all for you to pick up the phone or to send text messages or emails to people. That is marketing, and it costs no money whatsoever. The second best, once you start having a database, is email marketing. Email marketing in real estate is honestly everything. Everyone checks their email. It is absolutely fantastic way. Like I said, MailChimp and Constant Contact are the top platforms to use in order to effectively email market. And the third way is, honestly, that's been best for me, is social media. Like, the way I've grown my team faster, the way I've gotten more credibility with my buyers and my clients is through marketing. Like, when I send a YouTube video to my client saying, hey, here's how you go through an escrow process, here's what our listing process is going to look like, it makes me look like an expert. And when you have a social following, when you have a brand, when people look you up on Google, because trust me, when you first call people and when you first meet people, I'm telling you, they're gonna look you up. They're gonna wanna know, who is this guy? Who is this girl calling me? And if you come up with a bunch of 5-star reviews on Google and a bunch of videos showing you're an expert And, you know, on Instagram, you're actively giving value. It shows you're closing deals. I mean, it just gives you the higher up when you're looking to try to close a property. I'm telling you right now, a listing I got less than a month ago, I know for a fact this person looked me up because they told me, Jason, you were competing against like five other agents, but we saw that you were the most active online. And this person came from the tech world. He works for like a tech business up in the Bay Area. So he's very in tune with the times. And he said, look, I know right now that the person who has the biggest social following, the people that has the biggest online presence are the ones that probably have the biggest network. So that's why we chose you, because we looked you up and the other three agents or the other four agents barely had any social profiles or, you know, no following on LinkedIn. So, and some people don't even have a LinkedIn. Like if you're an agent and you don't have a LinkedIn in 2024, like what are you doing? You need a LinkedIn if you're an agent. If you don't have Instagram as an agent in 2024, what the hell are you doing, right? I'd say those two platforms are the two biggest platforms to be on if you are an agent. You gotta be on LinkedIn, you gotta be on Instagram. And the last reason, and honestly, the most important reason, the last most significant reason why I see so many agents fail today is that they simply joined the wrong team. They're either in the wrong industry or in the wrong team, right? An amazing agent who's been watching my videos, you know, she was crushing it in residential real estate, but she recently joined JLM Real Estate because she didn't like being in residential. She didn't like showing houses. She didn't like doing open houses. She wanted to be in an office with a bunch of hustlers who were also calling and doing deals. And although she was doing well in residential real estate, she didn't like the day-to-day and was draining, you know, was sucking the life out of her to, you know. And now she joined our team and I feel like she's a lot happier and she's more in line with the type of real estate she wants to be in. She's more investment focused, more logical, and she's not as emotional and does not like working with first-time homebuyers because they are the most emotional people on the planet. Another story to bring this home was one of my friends started with a team up in LA and they simply had no direction on what to do. The team he joined, the team was killing it, but they offered no guidance. They didn't care about him. They didn't show any support. And he was completely on his own and just said, hey, here's a phone. Here's a list of clients that I've talked to in the past 10 years. Call them back and see if they're looking to make a move now. And if not, don't talk to me. That's basically how he said it went. And he stayed there for a year, didn't do a deal, ended up quitting the business. And now he's in a W-2 job. It sucks because a mentor, the right team, the right community, the right company culture will really make or break your career. Because if you're at the wrong company, the wrong type of real estate, and you don't like who you work with, and you have a mentor that doesn't care, do you really think you can succeed in the business? It's impossible. You need all those things I need to mention. You need a good mentor, you need a good community, and you need support. If you don't have any of those things, you're never gonna learn real estate, and it's gonna be really, really hard for you to do your first deal. Because imagine going to your first listing appointment without a mentor or a senior broker who knows how to run it, right? You'd be clueless. You can't watch a YouTube video and understand how to run a listing appointment. It's just not possible. You gotta have someone there who's been there, done that, who's seen it, understands how to value properties, understands the area, knows how to present well, knows how to present the comparable sales, right? There's a lot to it. And if you're not with a good mentor, it's just not gonna happen. So to recap the video, you will fail as a new real estate agent if you waste time on bad leads and you don't know how to smoke them out. If you stay unorganized and you don't have a good CRM, if you stop marketing, number three, your business will die or never even start to begin with if you don't market enough. Number four, if you don't follow up, remember, I follow up at least 8 to 10 times before I get a sale from someone. So you gotta follow up more than once, more than twice, more than 3 times, more than 4 times, if you want to get a deal done. You got to follow up over and over, over again until that person says, I'm never selling or I'm no longer selling anymore. If they say that, you follow up 3 months later because things can change in 3 months. And reason number five, if you join the wrong team, you will definitely fail. And if you don't have a mentor that cares, you will definitely not make it in the business. I hope that was helpful. If you liked the video, please hit the like button and subscribe. I would really like to help more amazing people like you. And as always, if you want to book a call with me and want to interview to work at JLM Real Estate, we are hiring a couple more agents in Southern California. So if you're in Orange County, Los Angeles, Inland Empire, or San Diego, I want to talk to you. Let's go and let's kill 2024. See you in the next video.